Prologue. The office of the highest ruler of the great tomb of Nosrik was a luxurious one. All the furnishings were elaborately ornate, giving the place an air of elegance and rarity. Soft, fluffy scarlet carpeting covered every inch of the floor and muffled any footsteps. Flags with various designs hung, crisscrossing over each other on the far back wall. The desk in the room was made of dignified ebony, and the room's master sat in a black leather chair. This individual, clad in a raven-black robe that seemed to suck light in, could be described briefly as the Dark Lord of Death. His bare head had neither skin nor flesh, just bone. Red flames burned in his hollow eye sockets, with something black mixed in. He had once been called Momonga, but now went by the guild's name, Ainzulgon. Ainz folded his finger bones. His nine rings sparkled, reflecting the glow produced by the continual light spell.
Sheesh, what should I do now?
8 days had passed since the day the Dive massively multiplayer online role-playing game Yggdrasil closed its servers, and he was mysteriously transported, as his skeleton-like character, to another world. During that time, he had checked the conditions of his castle, the Great Tomb of Nosrik, and his minions and learned that it wasn't so different from in the game, so he decided to make his next move.
Everything will be as you wish, my lord.
The gorgeous woman standing quietly by responded to Ainz's muttering. She was flawlessly, peerlessly beautiful, wearing a snow-white dress. Her smile was like that of a goddess. Her lustrous hair was a black, the exact opposite of her dress, and reached all the way to her waist. But she wasn't human. She had golden irises with vertical slit pupils, and thick horns curled forward out of her temples like a ram's. Furthermore, black wings sprouted out of her back near her hips, arching around her such that they concealed her feet.
I'm glad to have your devotion, Albedo.
She was Albedo, captain of the Great Tomb of Nosrik's Floor Guardians. There were 7 Floor Guardians, and she was the NPC who oversaw them. Ainz and the other members of his guild had built the Great Tomb of Nosrik. Now the NPC servants they created had become self-aware and sworn allegiance to Ainz. He was pleased about that, but it was also a burden, since he used to be just an office worker. Acting like a master before his subordinates and making sure things were running smoothly, an absolute ruler had a lot of responsibilities. The biggest problem was that their guild lacked information about the world outside.
And the next report?
Here it is, Lord Ainz.
Ainz accepted the sheaf of papers and ran his eyes over the characters written in bold fountain pen lines. It was a report from the guardian of the 6th level, Aura Bellafiora. Her report explained that so far they hadn't encountered any other Yggdrasil players like Ainz, nor seen any sign of them. She said that their survey of the forest near the tomb was proceeding on schedule and that they had reached the lake at the foot of the mountains on the other side. Ainz nodded. He was most concerned about running into other players, so he was relieved they hadn't.
Got it. Please tell Aura to proceed under her current orders.
Understood.
There came a succession of quiet knocks on the door. Albedo looked at Ainz, and then, with a bow, went to answer it. Once she'd seen who it was, she announced,
Shaltir would like to see you.
Shaltir? Sure, let her in.
With Ainz's permission, a girl about 14 wearing a raven-black ball gown with a full, wide skirt made a graceful entrance. She had almost waxy white skin, and unparalleled was the way to describe her shapely face. Her long silver hair bounced with every step she took, as did her chest, which was big for how old she looked. She was guardian of the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd levels. True vampire. Shaltir Bloodfallen.
I hope you are well, Lord Ainz.
You too, Shaltir. What brings you to my quarters today?
I came to see your handsome face, of course.
Ainz's skull didn't change expressions, but instead the crimson flames deep in his orbits flickered. He was about to...